Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up. Hope you had a great day so far. Complete update on all your markets coming up when we come back right after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Relentless droughts have enabled OSU wheat researchers to breed for drought hardiness. The result is Iba, a progeny of Duster marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Iba delivers consistently high grain yield and test weight with excellent grazing tolerance. As you would expect from its name, Iba plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma. But Iba also offers farmers high yield potential and grain that millers and bakers prefer. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, aggressive pressure early in the session today continued to bring additional market liquidation into the cattle and feeder cattle futures. Triple-digit losses continued to hold throughout the day as fundamental and technical support remained very hard to pinpoint. Sharp losses continued to hold through the cattle futures with the early week losses across feeder cattle markets creating additional market uncertainty through all the cattle futures. Live cattle futures were holding strong pressure with October futures leading the market lower through light morning trade. Now, losses developed through live cattle futures early on with nearby contracts falling $2 or more due to continued pressure in feeder cattle markets and overall lack of support seen in the cash, cattle, and beef cutout values. And strong to moderate losses continued to develop across the feeder cattle complex as well. Now, the grain futures started off higher this morning, then very quickly went south as well, ending lower across the board here today. The wheat prices started off as steady to higher and then again turned lower. While winter wheat contracts tried to confirm harvest lows, rains across the northern plains could keep a damper on Minneapolis futures. Spring wheat ratings should show modest improvement in today's crop ratings, but the market is bracing for bearish news from Tuesday's updates. The corn prices were trying to hold on to modest gains from the get-go this morning, but those also turned south, anywhere from 5.5 to 8.5, 9 cents lower here today. The December futures gapped higher after the open Sunday night, creating an island bottom on its chart that adds technical support if prices could have stayed above $3.63. The soybeans started off higher and remained higher through most of the day, then turned to the lower side here just a little bit ago, and they finished anywhere from 2.25 to 9.25 cents lower. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.